That's the very first track from the very first Deep Purple album, which came out back in 1968. The album was called Shades of Deep Purple, and that track was rather enigmatically entitled And the Address. You're listening to Jodie's Rock Show on Radio Fax, 6205 12255 and 3910. I've got something rather exciting to play for you now. Well, I think it's rather exciting. I've discovered a new band that I like. They're from Sweden, I think, and they're called Sator. And this is actually their third album. They had two other ones that weren't available to the rest of the world, but this album's called Headquake, and I'd better warn you about this track. It's rather infectious. In fact, every time I look at it, I want to play it, so this will be about the fifth or sixth time I've heard it today. This track is called I Wanna Go Home.
Isn't this something? Clean air. People. As you can see, the soldiers have set up concessions all along the camping area.
The love is sad. Sadness is hanging there, to show love somewhere. Something needs a change. They need a change. They'll need a green. They'll need a green to take the house he built for her apart to make it break. It's gonna take a metal ball hung from a chain. They'll need a green. They'll need a green to pick the broken ruins up again, to mend her heart, to help him start to see a world apart from pain. Lad's gal is all he has. Gal's gladness hangs upon the love of lad, the love of lad. Some things gal says to lad aren't men as bad, but cause a little pain, they cause him pain. They'll need a crane, they'll need a crane to take the house he built for her apart to make it break. It's gonna take a metal ball hung from a chain. They'll need a crane, they'll need a crane to pick the broken ruins up again, to mend her heart, to help him start to see a world apart from pain. Don't call me at work again, oh no, the boss still hates me. I'm just tired and I don't love you anymore. And there's a restaurant we should check out where the other nightmare people like to go. I mean nice people, baby wait, I didn't mean to say nightmare. Lad looks at other gals, gal thinks Jim Beam is handsomer than lad, he isn't bad. Call off the wedding band, nobody wants to hear that one again, play that again. They'll need a crane, they'll need a crane to take the house he built for her apart to make it break. It's gonna take a metal ball hung from a chain. They'll need a crane, they'll need a crane to pick the broken ruins up again, to mend your heart, to help you start to see a world apart from pain. They'll need a crane, 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 they'll need a crane.
They'll need a crane. That's They Might Be Giants from their album Lincoln. And before that, you heard Sator with I Want to Go Home. I was reading about them recently. The reason I got the impression that I wasn't sure whether they were Swedish is I think they're based in Denmark, but I'm not entirely certain. And apparently their name is a Latin word, which is supposed to be a magical word that protects against evil forces. So I think that would be the next name I paint on my leather jacket. I think that would be rather a good idea. This is X, and a track from their album Wild Gift called In This House That I Call Home.
Right. clouds over the suburbs tonight. Chalk in a heavy time, trying to get it right. Stars, 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 up there in the night. Here come the dark ages, out go the lights. What you do all day, staring at the wall, just watch it walk away. Clouds, clouds, clouds over the surface tonight. Shock in the heavy time, trying to get it right. Rain, 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 the heavens are closing in. Ain't got the power to make it right again. Just walk away. Snow, snow, snow. It's all around. Your heart is freezing up. You know it's taking you down. Yeah, rain, rain, rain. The heavens are closing in. Ain't got the power to make it right.
That's the Fallen Angels with Rain, Rain, Rain. And from an album that features some members of Hanoi Rocks to an album that features all of them, because this is Hanoi Rocks. And this is a track from Back to Mystery City called Tooting Beck Wreck. Yeah.
get slack. Cut. Now I'm calling on your bedroom for law.
Hanoi Rocks, along with various aliens and farmyard animals, I'm sure I heard as well. From 1983, that was Tooting Beck Wreck. You're listening to Jodie's Rock Show on Radio Facts on 6205, 12255 and 3910. This is Alice Cooper and a track from his album Killer called Be My Lover.
Rock and roll.
That's Alice Cooper with Be My Lover, which is from his 1971 album Killer. If you'd like to write to us, then you may do so by writing to Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranley, GU6, 7BG in England. And if you'd like a reply, then enclose either 50 pence, one US dollar, or 3 international reply coupons. I've had quite a few letters this week, having complained about the lack of them last week, then they all come flooding in at once, so I'll be reading some of them a little later on. This is Deep Purple, and a track from their album Machine Head, called Pictures of Home.
We'll be right back.
Deep Purple with Pictures of Home. We've had a couple of very nice letters this week from people both in England. One is from Tom Reed from Titherington in Cheshire. And I don't actually have your letter because somebody else got to it first, but I've been given a kind of paraphrase of it. And basically it tells me that you're a travelling musician and you enjoy the rock show because it caters for your particular musical taste. And you say that we deserve a licence because we're the best station on radio in the world. Well, I'll go along with that. Thank you for that. And hello also to Adrian Birkinshaw from Lancashire in England, who is a first-time listener. And what was the first programme he heard? Mine. And says he was suitably impressed. And we seem to cater for an audience unserved by other English-language stations, including the World Service. So, there's another compliment. So listen, all those people in power out there, give us a licence. We deserve one. Other people think so. It's not just us. I shall play these next two tracks for both of you. It's time for the customary pair of Doors tracks, starting with The Changeling. That should be followed by Roadhouse Blues.
Thank you.
Hotel, that was The Doors and Roadhouse Blues. And before that, you heard Changeling from the album LA Woman. I wonder how the other members felt about Morrison Hotel. Would have been interesting if they'd called it Manzarek Hotel, for example. Just a thought. Somebody else who enjoys the rock show is Ian Hind from Cumbernauld, Glasgow in Scotland. And you ask if you spelt my name right. Well, yes, that is absolutely correct. It is J-O-D-I-E, for anyone else that's interested. And you say you hope we stay on the airwaves for many years to come. Well, unfortunately, that is not going to be the case. It's more like many days at the moment, but I'll tell you more about that later. Hello also to Finbar O'Driscoll from Skibbereen, County Cork in Ireland. Thanks for your reception report. You also seemed a little confused about the name. Yes, the title of this programme is Jodie's Rock Show. But it's pretty self-explanatory, really, isn't it? This next track is from Guns N' Roses, from their album Appetite for Destruction. This is Paradise City.
Take me home.
Guns N' Roses and Paradise City. Yes, I know I've played it recently. I don't care, I like it. So apparently do rather a lot of other people. Shall I tell you something really not? Apparently, Radio 1, which to those foreigners and aliens amongst you is a kind of rather horrible pop station that's heard all over England, but reception is worst in London where it's based, did a chart of people's all-time 100 favourite records, and there were two Guns N' Roses tracks in it, that one and Sweet Child of Mine, which I thought was rather interesting. The rest isn't really worth mentioning, it doesn't bear thinking about. On a more interesting note, America, November Rain, was voted number one favourite video. I'm not sure if that's just for the summer or so far this year, but either way, it was at the top of the chart. In fact, it's been at the top of the American charts for the last month now, which I think is rather nice. This is Halloween and a track from their album Pink Bubbles Go Ape, and this is called Going Home.
The show was done to other town, or bed that lies ahead. I'll go home to Ireland. I'll go home to you. By the time that you think that it's right, no silence makes you stay.
That's Halloween and Going Home, which I think is still my favourite track from their album Pink Bubbles Go Ape. It's the only track that really reminds me of Keeper of the Seven Keys Part 2, which is my favourite Halloween album. The other tracks aren't quite like that. I don't know. Anyway, you're listening to Jodie's Rock Show on Radio Facts on 6205, 12255 and 3910. Someone else I'm going to say hi to is Jana Huro from Pete Jarvesi in Finland. Now, I have mentioned this before. Could Finnish people please explain how English people should pronounce the names of things? That's the only language that really seems to throw me. Anyway, you were a little confused as to our name. Well, the name of the station is Radio Facts, and the reason that you hear all kinds of other stations' names is because other programmes feature old recordings from other stations, and, you know, they get all nostalgic about that kind of thing, and that's probably why the rest of us get a bit confused. And hello also to Alexander Beryozkin from St. Petersburg in Russia, who sent us a reception report and a rather nice postcard of the university embankment. It reminds me a little of Trafalgar Square because it's got a big black lion in it, like the ones we have there. And the actual building, which I presume is the university, it reminds me a little of the National Gallery. It's got all kind of pillars in front of it and that kind of thing. You've written before, haven't you? I remember your name. I shall play this next track now, which is The Electric Boys, and it's a track from their current album Groovus Maximus called Fire in the House.
Let's do it, boys. Second floor, there's some real heavy duty finger licking hardcore. And I tell you, man, I asked for a thrill. Got heat from hell, and now I need a chill. She like a fire in the house. She make me feel so hot. She's a fire in the house. Yeah. Like a fire in the house. She makes my body burn. I'm begging on my knees. Like a vulture, she comes diving to get a little piece of meat. Too much for my body, she's more than I can stand. I was crying for mercy, fire in my pants. When the doc walked in about a quarter to four, and said, rest, my son, is the only cure. She like a fire in the house. She make me feel so hot. She's a fire in the house. Yeah.
the Electric Boys and Fire in the House. This is LA Guns and a track from their album Hollywood Vampires called Big House. Have you worked out what the theme is this week? I expect you have.
Dirty and so mean, like no words.
That's LA Guns with Big House. Now, I told you I had something to say about the future of radio effects, or possible lack of it. I have some rather sad information to tell you. Apparently, the Department of Communications in Dublin has told us that radio effects is causing some embarrassment to the Republic, and they wish us to cease and desist. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to be good little children and close down. Which seems to be the best move because, well, we might stand a better chance of actually being given a licence. If we do as they say. You never know. I'm not quite sure why this is. Nobody seems to know. I mean, we seem to have kind of coexisted quite happily until now. Maybe we've done something to offend them. But anyway, all 44 people involved with Radio Facts would like to thank you, our listeners, and thank you for the 3,000 letters of support that you send us each year. If that number of letters went to the Members of Parliament, then perhaps we might actually get a licence. And the other person that you ought to write to and say how much you value Radio Facts and you think we ought to have a licence, and write to the Minister of Communications, Dublin 2, in Ireland. And we also have a special telephone number so that you can record your opinions and generally tell the world how you feel about this situation. The number is in England and it's 0483 272 888. We've also got some Radio FX t-shirts available. I'll tell you more about them a little later. Don't want to overload you with information at this point. I'm going to play several tracks which have the same title now. They're all called Long Way From Home, and this first one is from Brittany Fox.